Welcome to episode 9 of 100 Days of Data. I'm Jonas, an AI professor, here to explore the foundations of data in AI with you.
And I, Amy, an AI consultant, excited to bring these concepts to life with stories and practical insights. Glad you're joining us.
Metadata, data about data, sounds boring, but it's actually pure gold.
Absolutely, Jonas. I mean, who would have thought that the stuff behind the scenes makes all the difference? Today, we're diving into how metadata transforms raw data into something usable and valuable.
Let's start simply. What is metadata? At its core, metadata is information that describes other data. It gives context. Think of a library. The books are the data, and the catalog card, the author, title, genre, and publication date, is the metadata.
That's a great analogy. When I work with clients, I often explain metadata as the label on the product. Without labels, imagine how hard it would be to find anything in a warehouse or even a store.
Exactly. In the digital world, data itself is often just meaningless strings or numbers, unless you know what they represent. Metadata tells you what each piece of data means, where it comes from, when it was collected, and how it's formatted.
And that's why metadata plays a huge role in making data searchable and trustworthy. If I'm looking for customer sales data from last quarter, metadata helps me find the exact file and also trust it's the right one.
Historically, metadata has been around as long as humans have documented knowledge. Early cataloging systems and libraries are the predecessors to today's complex data catalogs used in organizations.
Right. And in business, metadata is critical because it not only helps find data, but also governs it. For example, metadata can specify who's allowed to access data, what usage restrictions apply, or how often data is refreshed.
That leads us to data catalogs. Think of them as digital librarians that organize vast amounts of data along with their metadata. They provide a centralized place where users can search, understand, and manage data assets.
I've seen data catalogs revolutionize companies. One automotive client of mine was drowning in data. Sales numbers, supplier info, customer feedback. But without a catalog, their teams wasted hours searching, or worse, using the wrong data.
Data catalogs map metadata across all these sources. They make data assets visible and accessible. Moreover, they often add social metadata, ratings, comments, and usage metrics, giving users hints about data quality and popularity.
Imagine working in healthcare without metadata, tagging data by patient age group, treatment type, or date. Doctors and analysts would struggle to find relevant data sets for research or patient care improvements.
Precisely. Metadata enriches data with layers of meaning that make automation and AI systems smarter. Metadata guides machine learning pipelines, telling them what data to use and how to process it.
And there's a real business impact here. When a retail chain implemented a robust metadata system, they accelerated product launches because marketing and inventory teams were instantly accessing current and accurate data.
One subtle but important type of metadata is schema. Essentially, the blueprint of data structures. Schema defines how data is organized, what fields exist, and their data types.
From consulting experience, many data errors can be traced back to schema mismatches. For example, a finance firm reported discrepancies because their date fields were recorded in incompatible formats across systems.
Schema metadata supports data interoperability, allowing different systems and teams to understand each other's data without confusion.
And metadata isn't just about static descriptions. Some metadata includes lineage information, tracking where data originated, how it was transformed, and who handled it. That's critical for audits and compliance.
That's right. Data lineage metadata ensures transparency, accountability, and trust, especially important in sectors like finance and healthcare.
To bring this home, when companies overlook metadata, they're essentially flying blind. Without metadata, data lakes turn into data swamps, vast pools of unusable, confusing data.
Well put. Metadata is the map and guidebook that transforms raw data into an understandable, manageable, and usable resource.
Also worth pointing out is the role metadata plays in searchability. Modern data catalogs allow users to search by metadata attributes, just like using keywords in Google, but inside the company's data environment.
Search systems leverage metadata tags to rank, filter, and suggest datasets, drastically reducing time spent hunting for relevant data.
And this improves collaboration too. When teams find the right data quickly, they spend more time analyzing and less time searching.
Another facet is standardized metadata frameworks. Organizations like DAMA and ISO provide guidelines to ensure metadata is consistent, reliable, and useful across different environments.
Yes, and standardization is key when businesses merge or partner, allowing their data systems to communicate effectively.
But there are challenges too. Creating and maintaining metadata requires effort and discipline. Automating metadata capture through AI or system integrations is becoming increasingly important.
The tech is advancing. In one project, AI tools automatically tagged millions of documents with metadata, slashing manual labeling time from months to days.
Ultimately, metadata empowers data governance, compliance, efficiency, and the overall data strategy of an organization.
So, in summary, metadata may sound nerdy or dull, but it truly is the hidden engine driving data's usefulness and business value.
Key takeaway: metadata is the essential layer that provides context, structure, and insight into data, enabling AI and humans to work smarter.
And from a business perspective, investing in metadata management translates into faster decisions, better data quality, and more confident teams.
Next episode, we'll uncover the value of data, what makes data valuable, and how to measure it accurately.
If you're enjoying this, please like or rate us 5 stars in your podcast app. We'd love to hear your questions and comments too. Maybe we'll feature them in a future episode. Until tomorrow, stay curious, stay data-driven.